Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on The Bachelor. The dates begin, and so does the drama, as Katie crowns the greatest lover of all time. Then, Aaron and Cody battle it out, but only one comes out victorious. Plus, is Carl trying to be a villain? All that and more. It's the most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello, and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
By Carrie Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Freed.
Man, was last night's episode wild? I feel like all of the drama that we are missing is back.
It's definitely coming back.
I think they also, they're finding the mix that we like. The cocktail of The Bachelor was back last night. Last season, the cocktail had too much alcohol, not enough mixer, you know, like.
I agree. There was drama, but there was still some like charm. There was still some nice moments.
Yes, it had fun. And to, you know, as some of the listeners know, Katie had attended my show last weekend in Tacoma. We didn't get into spoilers. I thought that would be kind of like a dick move to be like, so let me see, you know, tell me everything. Like, I wasn't going to put her in that position. She's been very nice to me.
You like turn on your recording on your phone. Anyway, so say it right into the mic.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get into that. But I don't like spoilers. I like experiencing the show with the audience. I am the audience. We are the audience. So, but I will say she did make a point to say, like, it's fun. And I think, like, last night's episode kind of showed that it had a little bit of everything. She was like, it's not, you know, it's not going to be a bore. She made a point to say it's going to be a fun, fun, fun season. So I think Katie
is just like, she has a good sense of humor. Like, she commented on that video that I made of her yesterday. It was just like, thanks for the laughs. And I was like, you know who never did that? Claire. She just blocked us on Bachelor.
Claire was following us for a second until she realized we were just dragging her. And I was like, ooh, I guess.
But I'm like, obviously, if you're going to be on a show like that, there's also been like Real Housewives that I've made videos of making fun of who comment like, LOL. And I'm like, now I love you so much because I'm like, okay, this bitch is in on the joke.
We make fun of this show. We make fun of people on this show, but we do it because we enjoy the show and we enjoy the people. When people go along with it, it makes it even more fun. Like, listen, I made up a voice for Bennett last season where he was this Harvard asshole. It was just Mumsy brought us to the park every day. I did that voice the whole season to imitate him, and it sounds nothing like him. And then he is wearing the t-shirts I made and goes along with it, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, fun, this is great. Like, we have
his best friend Bennett,
right?
Bennett would go down on you if you just mentioned his name once on an Insta story.
Well, and he'll laugh at that too. So I think
you mentioned his name once, Kay. How'd that go down?
I think there's two types of bachelorette contestants, and it's the one that like go with it and the ones that try to fight against it. And it's like, you know, fighting against it just makes us all sad and really like, yeah, no one wants to make anyone feel bad. You know, like that's not, no, and no one's here to make anyone feel awful. We're here to like point out stuff that like, it's kind of like when you read through someone else's text and you see someone put ha 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 and you kind of like get cringed out by it, but you're like, I do that too to soften a text. You
know, when people are like, oh my God, he says LOL after everything. And I'm like, what a fucking loser. And then I look back and I'm like, LOL, 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 LOL. I literally will end every sentence. I'm like, I think I'm going to be late, LOL.
Yeah, and the only reason we notice these things is because we do them. We are the people on the show. That's why we watch the show. We're the These are avatars for us and our insecurities. Yeah. So it is interesting. Like, Katie laughs with it. Like, there was a video yesterday Katie posted of her talking about, like, you know, anal and pooping on a dick.
Yeah.
And she shared it. And she was like, yeah, this is fucking hilarious. Good for her. I think that's like why she's so great.
I've liked Katie more and more, honestly, with these seasons. We'll get into it more. But when she was talking about like how she grew up poor and stuff, just like learning more about her, the more I learn, I'm like, okay, this is like a real bitch. I'm into it.
Yeah. And just meeting her in person just seems to get it. Whatever it is, I'm a fan. But, you know, I guess this is my way of saying, yeah, there's going to be some biases, I guess. but I hope not.
Oh, there's definitely biases on this season. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
We are not objective reporters. Okay. Half of what we say is completely skewed. So just
and
take everything with a grain
Instagram
of salt.
Instagram payment.
Sure.
Based on Instagram, no. Based on who has DM'd me and who hasn't. I'm a very easy I'm very easily manipulated, so
I'm the same way. I'm a hack. I'll give you one guy this season who's been great. Hunter.
I would die for Hunter.
Hunter is laughing at every joke. Love Hunter. Hunter's DMing with videos that he's laughing and enjoying. He's like defending himself in a fun way. He's like, no, like I made fun of like the parchment paper that he wrote his love letter on. And he was like, it was the back of a grocery bag. It's all I had. And it's like, that's fun. And it's like, you know, I mean, the audience, the same goes for the audience of The Bachelor. Bachelor Nation, some of you aren't fun at all. You know, I'll tell you that right now. Some of you
some
are the
you
least
aren't fun.
Fun people. Like, and you know, so, and, you know, like someone to be, like, I'm going to get into it in my minute because I have a whole thing on nuance to get into. But let's get into the show. What else are we talking about?
Yeah, so we have a really great show coming up. So Katie's men compete in games for both brain and brawn. Greg and Katie get cozy by a river that Greg definitely can't catch a fish in. And the drama we were missing last week starts to come to a big, beautiful head, Chris.
Rear its big, beautiful head. That's a saying, you sick bitch. It means like it coming to a head, coming to an end.
I know, but like reading it, I'm sorry.
Someone's mind's in the gutter.
But before we get into all that, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. Chris is live memeing and tweeting, and I know Jared's also doing it on his Instagram as well, his live screams. I'm tweeting, so make sure you guys are following us because we have lots of stuff happening. And each week we have a newsletter that goes out called The Bachelor Breakdown, and you can subscribe to that at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown, and that has all of the tea that you're missing throughout the week. So yes, we have everything on Monday night, but you don't want to miss out on the rest of the week. So make sure you subscribe to that at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. Okay.
Yes. Okay, let's start with titles. I couldn't come up with anything creative, but I tried.
Name that episode. Okay, then Chris, let's go first. You go first.
I said this show needs a private investigator, but I'm not attached to it, so you guys don't even have to pretend to vote for it, okay?
I said welcome to Gaslighting 101.
I like that one. Jared?
I feel like it was crazy.
I had Katie in the case of the hidden influencer.
True.
That's good too. I think I'm going to have to give my vote to Kay.
Yeah, there was that gaslighting. I mean, it was like,
it was weird.
I don't like the word gaslighting because of how much it gets thrown. Like people just use it to sound like they're smart and to like kind of like end a debate. So they use it like for everything. This was
literal.
I mean,
gaslighting.
This was the definition. We'll get into it. Okay, go ahead.
Let's start with the first group date. So we start with Heather McDonald, who is Heather McDonald. I like kind of know, actually.
She's been on like everything, I think.
She's around.
We've talked on Insta before. She used to write for Chelsea Handler. Once I was at BravoCon and there was like an audience Q&A section, and she was like just part of the audience, but used it to get up to the mic with the 1500 person audience and plug her podcast before asking a question, which is iconic. And I was like, listen, get it, bitch. Yeah, that's a workhorse. So anyway, they bring her on to do sex trivia.
In addition to her, but she's part of those. There was, when I started doing stand up, there was a group of comedians that like Chelsea Handler's panel all of them toured off of that. Like Chelsea Handler's show was like the biggest show. And she was a writer there, but she was also a panelist. Like
she was, I'm like friends with Guy Branum, who also was like part of that. Chelsea Handler, Heather McDonald.
There was a whole crew. Heather McDaniel, Guy Branum, Josh Wolf, Annie Letterman got on there at one point. So like there's the Fortune Feimster. They're all like, there's these Chelsea Handler tree of comics. And then they all kind of dispersed in their own way. And Heather McDonald like found a place in the Bachelor Nation commenting group that we kind of live in.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10.
So Heather's there. She's doing sex trivia, which of course is the first group date. And they're asking like questions. Mike the Virgin is just like purely panicked. Like if anyone in the world has needed a Xanax, it is Mike. He's like crying throughout the challenge.
The whole time. And that's the thing. It's like the second we find out that this is going to be like some sort of like sexual positivity group date, Mike, you instantly think about Mike, and then it cuts to him and is in the moment interview and his eyes are just red all around. He's like, I just want to like show her my heart. You're like, you know, like the, again, going back to what we were talking about, did he not ask any questions? Did he not?
Well, he knew. I think that was the whole thing, was that he was saying like, I know that she's this way, but I still like want to be with her, which is why Katie also like cried and was like, I can't believe he like knows me like that and he still chose to be here.
They turned it into a positive moment, and I got to give, let's give Mike credit.
I will give Mike credit on this because I felt for him. I did in this moment. Kay did not. I can see it on her face.
Kay did. Well, I kind of, I'm in between both of you. Like I'm like, because I watch Mike the Virgin getting like rattled and it's funny. He's putting question marks to every answer, which that's not even like, so he just pleads the fifth. Like he doesn't even like, dude, you could still answer the questions.
If I was him, I would, well, he hadn't had sex. So when they said like, what's the last time you had sex? He put question marks to be like, I don't remember. I feel like what is what I would have read it as.
One was like, what's your favorite position or something? And he was like, it's like, you can at least make it up, like what you think.
Yeah, you can lie.
There's the thing, but like towards the end, like it was interesting to watch Mike make it into a positive moment. Katie, I think that shows how like nice Katie is to like make that into a positive moment for him. You know, it kind of felt, and I said this, I was like, it felt like the nerd who won prom king. Like, you know, when he won the event, like it was like, everyone's like, yeah, virginity. But to go back to like K, your point where it's like, this is selfish of him. Like, like you came on a show where you know you're not the match. And what are you going to like force this puzzle piece into the board? Like, you're like, because he did say, I knew this was going to come up. I just didn't realize this quickly. She walked out of the limo waving a vibrator on the season she came, What do you mean this quickly? You
know, I feel like he thought that he was going to get the opportunity to tell her in private and not in front of everybody. Mm.
Sure. And that's kind of, I would imagine that's why he's like so rattled and like having this moment, like this is going to be very public now. Which I feel for. But the whole thing was fucking hilarious. We can't, you know, the problem with this show sometimes is like the minute this ends on a happy, good job, Mike note, you can't say it was also hilarious. It was fucking funny to watch this guy like dealing with this. Everyone's like, you know, you got guys like, oh, I favorite a reverse cowgirl, I love it, and he's like, I don't know, like that's fucking funny.
Well, that's why I was like, it's a little put on. It felt very like Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin. Like,
yeah.
It feels like bags of sand. I'm like, you know what, tits? I've never been with a woman. I could still describe what it's like to be with a woman. You know what I mean?
You could have played along. Like, you could have done, yeah.
Like, I've read a book and I've seen a movie, okay?
The kicker for me was the fact that Mike won the competition. And I'm like, what? No, like I thought Connor Bees was fantastic with the song. It was funny. It was, I thought this was like, I thought that was great.
Connor that feels so like kindergarten teacher to me, that when he's like singing about, he sounds like Elmo singing, and then he's like talking about how he's so good with his fingers, and I'm like, bitch, he's a performer.
He is a performer. Yeah, Connor B did a good job. Again, that's the nerd that wins prom king. Like, you know, like there's another, you know, there's another person like that was.
Connor's,
you know,
like, a little though, like nerd who cheats on his girlfriend and everyone's like, I can't believe he did that. But then people that actually know him are like, yes, where he's like, but I was reading Nietzsche. And it's like, it's all very like, I don't know how I feel about Connor, to be honest.
There were a lot of standouts for this date because, you know, you have Christian who ripped his pants off, but like, we didn't see anything.
I was like, was he completely naked? Because they didn't pan away at all.
I thought they're all like going crazy for a Speedo, I guess, or like the outline of his cock. Like, is that what we're talking about here?
I'm like, if you're not going to give us outline of dick, don't show us his pants ripped off.
Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I'm not here for that.
Of our time. Yeah.
Trey does like a puppet show with a safe word.
That was weird, but I guess.
I liked the callback. See, here's a comedian for you. Heather McDonald gets up at the end of the whole thing and starts yelling peaches, which was Trey's safe word.
We love a callback.
Love it.
And Carl this entire episode, but man, Carl during this scene with the cutout, do they just have like a list, like a proper, when they're like, take whatever you need, and like Connor's like, I'll grab the guitar, and like Trey's like, give me the Muppet hands. And
so they set up before this date that Carl's gonna be an issue. And yes. Because they did say, like, they show Carl basically discussing Katie as if she's, like, doing this pump-up speech. Yeah, a prize. And
I tweeted that Carl is the guy who only refers to women as females. Do you know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. Yeah, you know, the guy that's like, yeah, man, like, there's mad females coming. Like, that's, and the vibe of
Carl. He has that, like, faux, like, you know, like, I treat women with respect, but then says it very disrespectfully. You know,
I mean,
like,
he said, don't ask what your bachelorette can do for you, but what you can do for your bachelorette. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah, he wasn't nailing it. It had the vibes of like, you know, when you're on a bachelor party or like a bachelorette party, or I guess if you've ever been on a bachelor party, there's always this one dude who's too into going to the strip club. And he's like pushing for it so much that you go, what's wrong with you, man? Are you okay? Like, what's going on at home? And the way he was doing that, like cheering and like, you know, you're like, this is not matching the vibe and the energy of anyone else. And then he goes on stage and you could tell like the whole house is out on him. Like, this dude's a weird dude. And he brings, yeah, the cutout. I thought he was going to go down on the cutout. Like, I was like getting ready for something real weird. Yeah.
I tried memeing it, but I couldn't do it in time. But Carl and Melissa McCarthy's character in Bridesmaids are the same vibe.
Are same. Same vibes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like intense, no self-awareness. I just can't explain it, but it was weird. And then Justin, I kind of love Justin, the painter, who was just like lying back as Carl talked, just like responding to his things in shady ways. Like, he's like, are you guys ready? And Justin's like, no.
and Carl's like, I think we all know where we're going with it. And Justin's like, I don't.
Yeah, Justin was just like heckling him. So they go to the second part of the date, and Mike is the greatest lover of all time, whatever. Him and Katie have their moment. And then she's talking to Carl. And again, Carl seems to just be matching whatever Katie says, because she's like, it's been 2 years since my last relationship. And he's like, oh my God, me too. That's so weird. And I'm like, it's not that weird. We were in a pandemic for a year and a half. So,
well, the guys also asked him, they were like, Carl, do you think you're going to get this rose? And he's like, yeah, this is my rose. I'm going to get it. It's very much just it's a game for him. Nothing, you can tell there's no like romantic feels or vibes and like that. I mean, I don't blame anybody for that, but this is so much like I want to win and not I want to meet someone. It feels icky.
I was raised to not believe motivational speakers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't really buy it. And also, when you're a motivational speaker going on The Bachelorette, you know, innately, you are there for an audience. Like, you can't motivational speak to nobody. So, like, you kind of have to admit to that. Like, the normal way for him to go on and go, yeah, I'm looking for love, but like, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. I'm hoping that I can like inspire people by being on the show. Like if he did it that way, it would be more believable than the way he's chosen to go, which is he talks about I close business deals. He compares her to a business deal and closing a client. And you go, oh, dude, that's how every woman wants their, you know, to talk about their husband. Like, he closed me like a sales pitch. Like, that's not really in the nature of finding a relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No. And then she goes and she talks to Thomas. I love the way that Katie tries to describe her thing with Thomas. And I'm like, what you're describing is you thinking somebody is hot. Like, she's like, I don't know why. I know we haven't really talked, but there's just something that I feel like drawn to. I don't understand why. And I'm like, he's hot. That's it.
He's hot Oscar Nunez from The Office.
He is.
Oh.
He's like Oscar's son, all grown up.
It's pretty crazy.
And Thomas gets the first, the group date rose because he's hot.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be... Do I have a weird obsession with Connor? Because I was like, I thought it was going to be Connor who was going
to
get the...
You surprisingly are into Connor, which is shocking to me. Because usually we would be opposite on this, but...
I don't know. I thought he was going to get it.
Well, hold on. It has to be mentioned. Connor, during this cocktail hour before Thomas gets the rose, Connor says, I need to redeem myself from the first kiss. So let me just tell you, if you nail a kiss, you don't say I have to redeem myself to get the second kiss.
He also, I think, was because of the cat stuff, because of the whiskers.
Yeah. Well, he even said my hand was on your forehead. Like, he was, like, upset about the hand.
Oh, my God.
But so then he goes, can I have another kiss? Which is like, okay, now we're, like, in, you know, we're not really able to read body language at all at this point. Or we're not really feeling a vibe. So he goes for it. His kiss with Katie was 10 times worse than any Matt James kiss last season.
Watching the kisses are rough to watch this season.
That one specifically, though, his mouth was closed, hers was open, his was open, hers was closed. It just didn't, and then he goes, so what did you think? Yeah, she's ready to go. She's ready to kiss. She's ready to make out. But this guy did not match her. And you could feel it. Like, and when he said, so how did I do? That is like, that's what you say after when you go short in bed the first time and then you do a little bit better the second time. So did you come from my kiss? Like, it's crazy.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Then we have the one-on-one, which to no surprise to anybody goes to Greg.
And I just feel like...
When Katie was like, okay, we're going fishing. And Greg was like, oh, I love fishing. I grew up fishing. I knew the second he said it, I was like, these two people did not grow up fishing in the same way. Katie grew up like fishing, like going out and fishing. Greg grew up like going out on yachts and like catching whales is what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong, but then he can't pitch a tent and he says he's never pitched a tent, and I'm like ding ding ding, because he's only been on yachts.
I don't buy a word. I think Greg, I keep calling him sensitive Greg, and it's like they tell him he has the one-on-one date and it's like he's already teary-eyed. He's already looking like, really? Me? It's like, you don't know this person. It's just something. It's one thing when it comes later, like you get to know someone and you're like, I'm really feeling this person. But nothing, it feels like he's gone to, I can't believe how close we are within 5 minutes of meeting. And it's like.
He went to acting school and he went to William Esper, which is an acting school in the city. And I know people that go there, and it's kind of like a breed of person, you know, the type of comedian that you meet who also auditions for stuff, but then all of a sudden they'll start talking to you about like the Meisner technique, and I'm like, no, I just like
this isn't art to me.
No, like like
I just talked about my farts for 30 minutes. Yeah
I'm like, I developed this as a defense mechanism, not like late in life did I decide to go to art to acting school.
Yeah, I just don't trust it. And they do, like, listen, that's not to say they didn't get along. Like, it seemed like they had a good date.
No,
like,
yeah.
But it seems like he's just agreeable. You know, that camping thing. Like, oh, do you like, are you an outdoorsman? Well, we used to fish. And then the fishing poles. He's like, oh, we're going to fish? Okay. And then it's like,
yeah, it seems like he was just trying to people please the whole time. And
he's like deathly allergic to fish, but he's like, yeah, sure.
I've been fishing before. As long as we're not doing shellfish, we're fine. Like, I just feel like he is, like you said, Jared, agreeable. But then going back to the whole him being so excited at the beginning, he was like, wow, I can't believe Katie picked me. It's okay. I feel like I would be geeked if I was picked for the first date. I'd be like, this is dope. I'm picked for the first date, but not because of necessarily because I'm so crazy about that person, but because I was picked for the first date.
Yeah, yeah. It's the game aspect of it is like, wow, like I'm in this.
Yeah.
Like it's not teary-eyed staring at the camera, like glassy-eyed, like maybe this is my wife. You
know,
like
something
is off.
I'm also sure that like the producers are like, how excited are you? Talk about how excited you are. Sure. How excited are you? But yeah, something's off. I don't even look through his Instagram. There's a lot of there's a picture with his like niece asleep on his chest and he looks hot as shit. But I'm like, these are like pointed photos.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knows what I think he's doing. And then they go to the second part of the date. And so Katie tells Greg that like she loves fishing, she went with her dad who passed away, and Greg's kind of just like, yeah, I gotta, and doesn't really say much. But then at dinner he says his dad also passed away a couple of years prior, so they like now have this trauma bond, which I think is gonna take him, he's gonna make it to the end, I bet you.
That made sense. Like, that was the only part that rang true. Like, you're like, oh, okay, they're having a real conversation now where tears make some sense and holding hands makes some sense. But it's like, you know, it to me, it made the rest of his teary-eyed stuff even more false, because you're like, how, you know, you were kind of had the same face when you got the date as you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
How are these the same? You know, like you guys seem to have a great moment now, but
What's going on? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think that like the moment at dinner felt very real. So then it did make other moments like, yeah.
And, yeah. You know, my favorite new thing that has come up with the last few seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette is because they are at one campus of this hotel, when a date goes well, the fireworks go off and like the other guys have to see it. I think that is so funny. It's like when the smoke is set off when the Pope dies. Like it's like, it's just, it is such a fun wrinkle because they get that shot of them like seeing the fireworks and they're like mad at fireworks. Like you've never been mad at fireworks in your life and they're just like, ah, damn it. Like they know that means a good thing and a bad thing for them. Like a rose has been given out.
Yeah, because even at the beginning of that, when the right before the fireworks started going off, they were like, man, if he comes back with that rose, it's not good for us. And then all of a sudden you hear the first boom and you're like, fuck.
There it is. I'm going to bed. Yeah.
But at the end of that, Katie's like in the moment interview. And right before we went to the commercial, she was like, am I falling for him? Feels like it. I was like, what? This is the second episode and she is the Bachelorette saying this. So I'm like panicked thinking, oh my God, this is bad.
They already show like when they show the like season, whatever, she says, I love you like many times. So I think it's just going to be how it goes. But I do think, yeah, Greg has a spell.
Yeah,
What does he do? You mentioned the acting thing.
I don't know what Greg does.
Let's look it up. Greg Rippo. It says he's a marketing sales representative, so yeah. He has Instagram probably.
I just think we know the audience of The Bachelor too, and we know that like there's a group that's gonna go, oh, Greg, and you know, there's a little bit of me fighting against that where I'm like, no, come on. It's episode one. Stop it. Stop it. You know,
even I posted something about like acting schoolers on Instagram and people were like, just because he went to acting school means he doesn't deserve love. And I'm like, yep, that's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant.
I went to acting school and I'm not getting any love. So I feel like it's queuing up.
Same.
Okay. So we have the group date. This cowboy mud wrestling, because it's been almost two episodes and we haven't had guys take their shirts off. So they were like, they woke them up out of bed.
And listen, you know, I love a cowboy moment.
Oh, yeah.
I love a Western moment.
So they woke them up and brought them out of their beds. And one thing that I cannot get over is that all of them kind of had on like shorts and no shirt. But then you have Kyle in shorts and a t-shirt and a blanket and socks. And he's walking in socks on the dirt. I mean, this poor, I don't know, I guess what, they're in New Mexico? It must be freezing there compared to Florida.
It was. I think it was very cold. From what I've heard, it was like 35 degrees when they were doing these
His
dates.
His poor Florida blood was just frozen solid.
Oh, but there was a couple of other guys also wrapped in blankets.
But it was the, so but it was like, the socks these are the guys. For me. It was the socks on the dirt for me.
See, I would sleep, if I was on The Bachelor, I would sleep in one of those like Scrooge McDuck, like nightgown things. Like I would have the nightgown with the big hat with the pom pom. Just so that if any of these, if they ever did a wake up thing, like I would just be at the event with my pillow and my, you know, big hat on. I just, only for that moment. Like, I mean, Brendan, his tattoos, the doves on his chest, wild. I was like, that is, I mean, good for you, dude.
Good for you.
And then, of course, the producers pair Aaron and Cody, who hate each other.
Right.
From home. And then it's like, the fight itself is really weird and tense because they obviously hate each other. And then Katie, like Aaron, I guess, fought the hardest, they say, so he gets more time. I thought the moment of them talking was more uncomfortable than the fight because he looked like the Hulk, like trying not to
Hulk out.
to turn into the Hulk.
Like when Bruce she was Banner, like, so trying to keep chill.
We all felt when she's like, we could all feel that tension, and he's like, tension?
What tension?
What do you mean? Cody. And then I literally wrote down verbatim what he said when he was explaining how they know each other. I do know him from back in San Diego. We're not cool. We're not friends. The way he handles situations, I mean, I find disturbing. Like, he handles things in a way that's just, like, malicious a little bit. Yeah. What? What the hell does that mean? What situations is he handling that you don't like?
We're going to get into, like, discussing so many vague things that were said towards the end of this episode. But, like, why? Yeah, why not just say, like, here? Because he did say there's social media posts, too, right? He was like, there are social media posts that tells me he's not here for the right reasons. And it's like, just show us the post or tell us the post. Like, explain the post. Like, why are we mincing words here?
It was so weird. It was like, the whole thing, as soon as it started, it was like, remember Victoria and the girl that whispered, Marilyn?
Mm.
And it was like, maybe Marilyn didn't do anything, but you're both going home now.
Yeah.
And that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, and I just like, you know, Aaron's explanation, I have to say, he did sound more believable than the first episode. Like, I actually didn't see him. Like, we all agreed he was the villain last episode. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him as a villain this episode. I saw him as actually, like, a pretty...
just annoyed.
Annoyed. Yeah, yeah. He didn't... I did trust him for some reason. I don't know about you guys.
I trusted him that Cody was doing something shady, but I think he also is shady.
You like Cody's response is why I trusted Aaron more.
Yes.
Like I agree. I would have also sent Cody home before Aaron, but in my head I would have been like, and Aaron's going home at the rose ceremony.
Sure.
Because like there's just something I feel off with him, and I also feel like him bringing it up in the very beginning.
Katie sits off with Cody and goes, so what would Aaron be talking about? Why wouldn't he like it? And Cody answers like he was in court and had to read like a script so that he wouldn't incriminate himself. He's like,
yeah.
I have no idea what there would be on social media. And you're like, dude, then you got to go.
He also said, this is just 100% not factual information. It's like not that you need proof, but if you had not done anything, you would have some sort of defense being like, oh, we probably saw something like this. That was blah, 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 or what, you know, having something. But the way he answered it seemed very guilty.
I always wonder, I'm like, are these the least creative people in the entire world? Like his answer, like, dude, like he lie or do something like you're already lying. Like, hey, you know, what he saw, I can explain it. It was this, but it was really about this, and it was about an ex that I had just broken up with 3 months ago. Like, take a chance to be personal. Like, don't go, I did not do 100% not factual. Like, it's like, you just don't sound human. You go straight robot? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah. It's like the time Scott Disick, like, copied and pasted his Instagram caption for an ad, and he like copied and pasted the entire email from the brand that was like, okay, hey Scott, so at 5:30 just go ahead and post with this caption, and he just copied and pasted that whole thing as the caption to the picture. Like, that was Cody explaining what was going on,
and unfortunately he has not been helping his point, because watching him on social media since the show has started, there was like the first, he started using this thing, hashtag Team Cody, right when it started, like for his post.
Which has been used exactly twice him and his mom.
Right. And so, and then last night before the episode even aired, he put up on his Instagram story, he was like, at my Instagram and hashtag Team Cody, I'm reposting all stories. Like, this is not helping your case. Like, you're essentially throwing yourself out.
And what is he on social media 7 years ago? Team Cody. Like, does he even have any idea what people like respond to? Like, does he think he's going to become like he's going to go on Ellen? Like, what does he think?
Call 1-866 Idol 0 Cody. Like, it was like a fucking American Idol like voting thing. It's I don't vibe with it. But I did think it was weird, not weird, but when Katie like broke down, it was like, I can't believe at the idea of people being here for the wrong reasons. And I was like, have you not thought about that until just right now?
What?
I know I have trust issues, but I'm like, everyone, and this also goes for the Bachelor listeners that complain about us complaining about people. Everyone is guilty until proven innocent in the court of Bachelor.
I don't think I would have sent him home right away. I think there was just more to it. I kind of wish that he would have stayed on a little bit longer. I don't think she was wrong, because obviously there are social media things driving his reason for being there, but I think everybody's is. But I don't know. I wish there was more to it, because now nobody really knows him, and he didn't even get that anyways at this point. Like, and he's not necessarily a bad guy, because we didn't even get to see any sort of bad sides to him except for that one conversation.
Yeah, I agree. And then Katie's like, I need a minute. And Andrew S. is the first one to go check on her. They have like a very nice conversation where Katie, this is where I was like, oh my God, I really love Katie. When she was like talking about how she growing up would have to shop at thrift stores and then like prayed no one would see her. She just said a lot of things that I was like, I really hope that, I hope life works out for her, whether or not it is with one of these people.
I do too. I also loved, I don't know if you guys clocked it, but the way she looked at him, he was like, don't look at me like that. She was like, how am I not supposed to, or something? And I was like,
no, she said, he said, you can't keep looking at me like that. And she said, I'm looking at you like this on purpose.
That, and I was like, that is the way, I was like, that, she clearly is super into him. I mean, did not break eye contact.
Yeah, if someone said that to me, I would like, my heart would fall out of my fucking asshole.
But that's also the normal way to like have a first date with someone. Do you know what I mean? Like that's where like, not to keep bringing up Greg, sensitive Greg, but like when he's teary eyed and like thinking of, you know, his future children with her, like that's not, that's an act. Like when Andrew's like, I want to fucking rip your clothes off. Stop looking at me like that. Like that's a first date that's like going well, that you want more of that person. Right? Like that makes more sense to me than the other one.
Yeah. I wish with all of these Bachelor dates on every season, not just this, but I wish when they had these one-on-one dates or one-on-one time, it was less talking about their feelings. Like, I'm so glad we're doing this. I just wanted more time with you. I just feel like this with you. I feel like that with you. Get to know each other. Like, ask them questions. Like, you're like, instead of talking about how you're feeling, talk about each other and get to know the other person sitting in front of you, because that will actually fuel how you're feeling and will give validation to those feelings.
Yeah.
I am a relationship guru, so no one look at me for the rest of the show.
How I feel about how I feel about how we feel about, it's a classic Bachelor thing. Yeah. Well, then they have a montage of her hanging with the rest of the guys, like you, like basically becoming friends with the rest of them. Like that moment with Andrew is like hot and heavy. And then she's like, and then the rest of the night was great. And it's like her and Hunter, like, giving a thumbs up to each other, and like you could just like, you know, yeah. And then like that one guy, he was like, I used to be borderline obese. It's like, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Don't even get me started on that bullshit. Nothing pisses me off more than when I like, it drove me nuts. I'm like, oh, this is what we're gonna do for body positivity on The Bachelor. We're gonna put on a guy who says he was borderline obese. Do you know who's borderline obese? Like almost 85% of fucking Americans, bitch. Like, I was like, get off the show. I don't even want to see this bullshit. Enough. Put a fat person on or don't talk about it. You used to be kind of fat. Okay. I'm so sorry for you. Yeah, he's like, there was a time when my abs weren't fully visible and that was really difficult for
it's
me.
Crazy.
I did like that scene, Jared, where Katie was with all the guys and sort of like broing out, because in my mind, that would be my season of The Bachelorette. I think I would just end up getting friend zoned by all 30 of them. And then we would just like, I would just be one of the guys.
This would be why Kay would, we would need to be there with Kay, because I would have to be like, you need to not go into it thinking that way. I'm like, kiss him. No, stop talking. Stop showing him pictures of Chris Evans and kiss him. Then we get to the cocktail party.
A vision in green.
Honestly, it's hard to pull off a green dress, but I was here
for
it.
But Brie Katie, Tayshia, they all were in these green dresses. I feel like green is the color. And then I also feel like this is the first time we've actually had a stylist on set throughout this entire show.
She looked good. She looked good.
I think she looked great.
I'll say that. Michael, the guy with the kid, who's kind of hot all of a sudden to me.
He's hot, but there's something that's so dork. I mean, there's...
I think he like genuinely misses his kid. And he's like, should I not be here? Is it a dick move that I'm here and my kid's
Isn't
not
it
and I'm not
dick
getting
move
a date?
To not let him go on a date by the producers, like to keep his mind off the kid at least? Like, like
they always do this. They always do this to the person that has a kid. I feel like every season the guy's like... The girl will be like, I've been here for 8 weeks and I like, haven't gotten a date.
So is it like phone call to your kid or mud wrestling? You get one or the other? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're like, sensitive Greg needs another one-on-one. So you can FaceTime your kid for 30 seconds before they leave.
I agree with Kay, though. His face is so cartoonish. He's very game show hosty. Just very always moving. And yeah, it's very much that.
Because like Connor B, we talked about, is kind of like nerdy, like school teacher. But Michael gives me like dorky. Like, I don't know. I think that he's cute and obviously has a kid, which you feel for him. But then he pulls out the, can I kiss you? After they've had literally one sentence, or at least what we've seen, one sentence of conversation. He's asking to kiss her. It's like, what? I just feel like that kiss was unwarranted.
He knows the game, and he knows, like, if he hadn't done that, we've been like, this poor loser. He, like, didn't even have the game to kiss her.
Well, he also kissed her on the ear when they first sat down and then on the hand. It was, like, very bizarre. He they sat down. He gave her, like, the weirdest kiss on, like, the neck, and then he was like, can I kiss you?
That's, like, more, I feel like kissing on the neck is, like, more intimate than kissing.
I'm with you. It was
on the mouth.
But
the hand, don't kiss my hand. I have clammy.
He definitely
clammy
has nervous
palms.
You know, dad energy.
He does. And I don't know. I'm more attracted to Michael's kind of nerdy than Connor's.
Yeah, I
kind
think
of
that
nerdy
showed through on this episode too. You know, where like that's the nerd that we will be dealing with as opposed to the other nerd.
And then this is where Katie says the line in her interview. It's going so well. I just can't imagine anything could go wrong. And I'm like, okay, here we go.
Carl being like, you know what? I feel like somebody's not here for the wrong reasons. He brings it to Katie's attention. And the gag about this is that he brings it to her attention. And you know, like rule number one, don't go into your like private time with the bachelor bachelorette to talk about somebody else. You're wasting time. You're just,
even though, cause, and she's like, I really want to know. And I'm like, nope, don't take the bait.
I do not take the bait. To be fact that Carl bombed the sex date so badly that he knew he was going home. So he was like, I have to create drama out of thin air to have my moment, because I need to get seen on camera. I really do believe that. So I think he's at the cocktail party.
I agree.
He sees that what's getting attention is Andrew and Cody. That's the attention. That's what's getting attention.
Yeah.
Andrew and Cody and social media. So then he goes to Katie and he says, I don't think that's the last one. There's others here. And Katie, to her credit, is like, okay, so who? She doesn't, of course.
I thought that was so weird. It felt really
well, then
like he was just
then
pulling
he pulls
shit
the
out
definition
of, his ass.
Of gaslighting is he goes it was like out of a Hallmark movie, a bad guy out of a Hallmark movie. It was so like a hammer on the nail. Like it was just so, he's like, oh, I don't want, you've had a tough night, baby girl. Oh, don't worry. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, are you a bad guy in an 80s movie?
I wanted Katie to be like, if you don't give me names, if you don't name names, then you get locked up. That's how it works. Like,
well, and then he ended the conversation with Katie with, just stay vigilant. I would cut his throat.
He's literally like, watch your back. Watch your back. I'm not going to tell you
what
from
would make
who, though,
you more anxious.
But I love you.
That is an evil thing to do to someone.
Literally, it's awful. It's like when your boss is at like 9 a.m. Hey, remind me to talk to you about something on Friday afternoon.
Absolutely.
At 4:30.
And it's and I like it may
4:30 on Friday. I just put that together. I'm sick.
And they're like, also you're like this new person. You're just gonna train how to do your job, but they're gonna work at a different branch.
But then he goes into the back end of the house after, because Katie brings it up to all the guys, being like, hey, I heard there's more of you here that are just here for fame, blah, blah, blah. And then when Katie goes out, because she grabs Aaron first to talk to him. And that was, first of all, that was crazy. She goes, Aaron, you want to talk? And now we were like,
and that
oh
was
my God.
I felt like that
well,
was
she
like,
went
where
to the one
she
went to the one guy who was spouting drama. She got rid of Cody, so she's like, okay, so the only one I know that has, you know, talked about social media is Aaron, so I'm gonna go question him. And then
she literally has like a gun in her hand, like, Aaron, you want to talk?
And then the whole group is like, just the fact that these guys are going, so who told her that there's social media stuff? And Carl right away is like, I'm the culprit. Like, that was a moment where I go, oh yeah, he wants his moment. He wants, and it's like, you know, it's like when the hand points one finger, three point back at you. So he's calling himself out is what he's doing. And it's like, it's super frustrating because we all know what he's doing. We all know. And then there's this group of people that are like, oh, Carl's got a point. Maybe there are other people. Like, of course, you're on a TV show. Of course, for, you know, where 30 men date one way. Of course, a piece of everyone is there for life to change in some way, whether that be a relationship. Duh. But, like, some are just better at or more open to the idea of marriage than others. I think we all know that.
But then he takes it to another level and starts gaslighting the guys. And he was like, because they were like, who is it? He goes, well, it's not my place to throw this out here right now. Like, I'm not going to be the one to say it right here. And then the kicker was when he said, why doesn't this person just come out and say it right now? Oh my God.
He was like,
well, he thinks
he's
the
crazy
Joker. It's because it's either someone steps up because they're like, he's talking about me, I've been figured out. Or no one steps up and he goes, bunch of liars. He's a winner either way.
Yeah. Do you know the confidence you need to be a motivational
delusion
speaker? Like a false confidence? I feel like that's, it's full delusion where maybe in his head he's like, one of these guys will just admit it because I'm smarter. I'm the best. He very much has like a narcissistic vibe to him of like, I'm the smartest person here and I'm going to trick everyone.
Absolutely. It was annoying. Like, and I sometimes these drama things, and this is kind of what happened to Matt James season, they get to the point where you go, okay, I'm not stupid. Like, stop it.
Yeah. And I feel like Katie is really how she sent home Cody, I feel like, and how we know that the season ends a little earlier than it had been planned. I think it's probably because she's just like cutting people.
I don't
she,
think
like,
this is
going to
go
gets the vibe.
I think there's a reason the episode ended when it ended.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's going to start with next week is going to start with a rose ceremony. And I totally think, obviously, Carl. And I think Aaron's going to stay. I think she's going to keep Aaron.
Aaron's going to stay because he's very hot.
Aaron,
she's going to keep him for a bit. And she has like a vibe with him. I think if it's also, you know, she's not attracted to like people like Cody. Because if she was attracted to him, there would have been more hesitation before.
Aaron's also got height.
Yeah.
That guy, he's a big
dude. He's tall,
dude.
And a lot of the guys are short.
Some shorter
which
dudes.
Is fine, but yeah, there's some shorter dudes.
All right. Well, that takes us to our current top three.
All right. Chris, you go first.
Greg, obviously, because Katie like basically said that she's in love with him. Andrew S, because that was hot. And then I said Connor B because I guess that's the vibe. Again, these are not my top choices. They're Katie's.
Yeah. I agree with you on Andrew S and Greg. But I think Thomas is going to be a top contender.
I got Andrew and Greg, but I think Trey is making a play for The Bachelor.
Ooh.
Well, did you see, also speaking of that, they showed like the season preview of next episode, and Thomas, they're all yelling at, and they're like, did you or did you not say that you came here with being The Bachelor in mind? And he says, I did say that.
So I think Thomas
is making a play for it. I think Trey is there for good intentions, but
yeah,
he has a chance for it.
Okay.
Like, I feel like Trey's not trying, but I feel like
his likability has shown in very small scenes, and he's going to get more scenes, and we're going to be like, wow, Trey, like, good dude. Like, holy, you know, like, he, that puppet show, he nailed it. Like, he crushed. Like, I'm just a...
Or we could have, because we have, did you see the ad for Michelle's season coming up? I'm like, I wonder if they would bring back a guy.
They
like
gotta they, have, they,
I mean, they're bringing back someone to Katie.
That. They gotta have fun with that.
Someone's gonna come back, I bet.
Definitely.
House villain, we're obviously all on the same page.
Carl.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather, Kay, do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay, would you rather have Carl gaslight you for an hour or give you a motivational speech for an hour?
What's the difference?
Now that you've mentioned it.
I guess the motivational speech, I can always try to motivate me. No one else has been able to.
Yeah, the gaslighting at least is
what's
funny.
What's the difference?
You know, like, because I know he's an idiot. You know, like, I the motivational speech, like, I would be so annoyed at other people paying him money for motivation that I would, like, be angry.
Yeah, I would do the gaslighting just because I hate a motivational moment. Any motivational quotes, do not send them my way. toxic positivity. Honestly,
I said, okay. Would you rather mud wrestle or present a PowerPoint about why you're good at
the PowerPoint? No question. You could make that funny. Like I would PowerPoint the shit out of that.
Honestly, I should give a PowerPoint about having sex with women just like as a bit.
Well, just to show Mike the Virgin that it's possible to like have an opinion on it.
yeah.
Just an opinion. You don't need to even have like experience, just an opinion.
And he does
on
have
it.
An opinion. Like that's ridiculous. Everyone has an opinion on everything.
And gagged. And I would say yeah, the PowerPoint. I'd probably put it on TikTok or something.
Mine was announce your virginity in high school or announce it on The Bachelorette.
Oh.
Bachelorette. You don't get, they didn't have Instagram when I was in high school, so I wasn't going to get enough attention. So, Bachelorette.
I would have to say high school because I don't think I would have it by the time I made it to The Bachelorette.
I was just thinking of like how embarrassing in high school it's like when all your friends are starting to lose their virginity and you're like sitting there on Virgin Island and you're like, ugh.
And you're like, isn't I'm still the here. Teacher
okay.
hot? Wait, what? Who
wait,
said
so
that?
That's true. That's true. I was reading it in a different way.
It was definitely, I think, more embarrassing in high school because people are stupid and mean.
Like Mike the Virgin gets to have this whole, gets a trophy. Like no one gave a trophy to the Virgin.
Yeah, I think
high
it's
school.
I think
like,
it's more embarrassing later in life. Because then there's so much pressure and then you have all these people asking you why? And in high school it's kind of just like, well, cuz I'm like 16.
His reason is the most understandable to me. Like or is understandable is not the right word because I think you could be a late in life virgin and it could be totally normal. But I would also say like the God reason is something that no one asks again. Like it's simplified.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons I think that there's late in life virgins. So
high school is just such like a thing, you know?
High school it definitely like is worse. Trust me. IG Rising Star. We all said Greg, except Kay, who randomly put Connor B because she's a fucking apparently in love with him.
I don't know why. I just think I put Greg in like parentheses because it's like, yeah, he's gaining the most followers, but he also has not posted a single thing except for one photo on Instagram.
He's almost at 100,000.
If you're going to be in a rising star, I'm going to need some content. Give me content. Yeah,
well, listen, that's not who should be the star. If it was up to me, it would be
his only content is him with teary eyes.
Yeah, like teary eyes and his nieces and nephews who he like immediately throws back to his sister after the photo. all right, Paradise picks. I said Cody, Aaron, Carl, drama. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
I had Connor just because he's fun. He's going to be fun on that. He would be fun on that show.
Like, imagine Cody's dating a girl and then they bring Aaron to the beach. Mm-hmm. And Aaron's like, I have my eye on that girl.
Oh.
You must wrestle for her now.
Get in the sand. I put Carl, Cody, and Mike. I think he would be a good addition. Maybe bring him out of his shell a little bit more so we can like at least like meet more people. I keep thinking like Mike's like a hermit.
Yeah,
why
lose
am
that
I?
Virginity on the beach, girl.
I don't know why I think Mike's a hermit, but he's not. I'm like, we need him to meet other women. I think that might be good for him. I want him on Paradise.
I think Mike does need to meet other women, but maybe not in this setting.
True.
Like Mike needs to meet
at
other
church.
Women at like a youth group. Yeah, if he's or church group, whatever, if that's what's so important to him. Okay, cringiest moment.
I think Carl gaslighting the entire group of men. When he said, why doesn't the person just come out and say it? I thought I was going to fall off of my fucking chair. I was like, what is going on? I was like, who's going to come out and say this? Like, and be like, it was me. Like, no one. That sent me.
It's like when your parents would be like, go to you and your siblings. And they're like, we know which one of you did it. But if one of you admits it, you won't all get in trouble. And they don't actually know. And then you're like looking at your brothers and you're like, don't no one fucking say anything. They don't actually know. That's what it was.
That sent me to another dimension. I couldn't believe the things I was hearing. I'm not going to be the one who's going to say it right here. It's like, what? Oh.
Then when else would you say it, Carl?
Yeah.
In your memoir, like when is this coming out?
Literally telling somebody I have a huge secret, but I can't tell you. And it's like, what?
I said Mike crying through the whole first
that
challenge.
Was painful too.
It
that
was
tough.
Tough. And it ended well, but it was tough.
It and hilarious. All right, Jared.
I said Carl with the Katie poster on stage. Just the way the men reacted to him. We didn't know that he was going to be this like guy at this point in the show. And it's like, I didn't even understand what he was trying to do for his bit, but he had this poster next to him and you're like, and everyone's just looking at him like, cool, you know, just not getting it. So
yeah,
that's definitely it.
Okay. Jared, it's your minute.
Okay. I have to bring this up. I was going to talk about something else, but now I'm annoyed. Someone, and I want to hear your two opinion on this because I want to involve you in the minute. Okay. I think what happens on this show, I basically made a joke, and this happens that The Bachelorette, and I should have said it differently, I think. The Bachelorette is seen by the audience in a totally different way than The Bachelor. You're allowed to do things on The Bachelorette that you really can't do on The Bachelor anymore, like naked mud wrestling out in the desert. Like they have the men mud wrestling and they have a big, you know, who's the best lover and explain what type of lover you are. And we all laugh and we have a great time. And I was saying that you can't really do that on The Bachelor. Like how bad would it look if I was like, hey ladies, me and my two buddies are going to judge who's the best lover. Now explain yourself. Like that wouldn't go over well.
And now jump in the mud.
And now wrestle in the mud and suck on a cucumber for an hour so I can judge if you're the best wife for me. Like the audience wouldn't allow that from The Bachelor. And it's like people are writing back to me going, because I didn't say the audience. I said it's a hypocritical moment on the show. They're like, well, they pillow fought on Peter's season. And I'm like, that's a false equivalency. The idea that we,
Right? I feel like women were objectified for like so many years that now they're like, let's just fucking throw the pendulum the other way. And it's like, let them mud wrestle.
This is my point. I'm cool with it. I love that they mud wrestle, but let's not take a high and mighty position with anything on this show. That's my point. Let's not look at this show and go, how could they? It's 30 women dating one man. It's 30 men dating one woman. And you're going to pick and choose where it's convenient to have this moral opinion on this show. And it's like, I call it out, but you can't say like when they do the pillow fight, how could they do this? It's like, yeah, some of it would seem tone deaf and they're not going to do it anymore. But let's not sit there and act like these are the same things. I think, and I agree. It is so much fun to have them mud wrestle. It's so much fun for the men to admit that they don't know how to please a woman. But let's not act like there's this moral high ground in any part of this show. And this happened. The only reason I'm getting into this is because someone messaged me, and this is one person, but this is what happens, that Carl was doing what Katie did last season. And it's like, you couldn't, what a false equivalency. That because Katie called out bullying last season, that Carl saying that some mystery influencer is amongst us is the same thing.
It's not the same thing whatsoever.
Not whatsoever. And I know what they're doing. They're trying to find a way to get people to not like Katie as much as they don't like Katie. And it's like, don't live in this world of black and white. There's nuance, there's context. And the nuance and context of Carl is we all watch this guy gaslight Katie and the men. Katie was also on a season.
Katie defended bullying against a girl who was upset that her father was dying. And Katie was like, this girl's going through something. Let's lay off bullying her. Totally. That is not the same as Carl literally going in and being like, somebody here has a weapon. Like, that's kind of what it, you know, like.
You're exactly right. And this is what happens with The Bachelor a lot. People pick and choose what thing defends my side that I want to talk about. And let me just say that's the least fun person who watches this show. So let's have fun with this season. Consider the nuance. Consider the context. Yeah, let's do some naked wrestling and have some fun with it. But don't sit here a year later and go, how could these women date this man? Like, it's a show.
And going off of what you were saying about how it's not the same, like the pillow fighting and the mud wrestling, it's like, correct. We are putting these men in all these situations where they have to take their shirts off and where they have to do these like sort of grotesque challenges. But at the same time, they're doing the same thing to women, but in a different way. They're not going to get as many tears from the men as they are from the women. So they're like, let's put them in situations where they're going to catfight or where they're going to cry. And like, so it's different situations that they're putting in. They're doing it in different ways.
Remember they had like the poem? Remember, because Victoria was like, Matt, I'm going to suck your fucking dick off, the blah, blah, blah. Remember they had to like read the poems and Victoria's was like explicitly insane. Like they did have a thing and Victoria just ran with it, which God bless.
This is the point, is like, listen, we're all making jokes about the season. If you're going to like look at a joke and go, well, they did it this. It's like, no. There are pluses and minuses to everything in life. It's going to be raining out. People bring an umbrella. I'm for naked wrestling.
Yeah.
I love it. I want to see these shirtless dudes go at it. I think it's great and hilarious. The idea that like anything on this show is serious is kind of a joke.
I think that also with the realistic, quote unquote, this is not realistic at all, aspect of it. Like, it is more realistic that you will have a guy as the Bachelor and 30 women crying just as realistic as you would have one girl and guys fighting. Like, that's what it's going to be. Totally. You're not going to see a ton of girls like fist fighting over a guy. And you're not going to see all these guys sobbing and weeping over a girl. Like, it's not how it works.
Absolutely. If we wanted this to be real, the men would all be older. Mm-hmm. They would all be above a certain age because they'd be more serious and more mature and ready for a relationship.
There would be no cameras.
There would be no cameras. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, honestly. Obviously. So that's my minute is in favor of context and nuance and having fun with the show.
I agree. And that's also why I'm actually excited about the, like, people have, like, an issue with the the recurring hosts on Bachelor in Paradise, but I'm like, I think it's just going to be like a fun you show guys. Again.
And not, yeah.
Like, every week we don't have to like take a Xanax at the end of
the
it. Do you know what I mean?
That, I'm totally. Dying. When they came out with that and it was like Lance Bass, Lil Jon, David Spade, Titus Burgess. I think that was it. But
I can't wait for Titus.
Titus is going to be like mad. I feel like Titus is just going to be like, who cares?
They're all going to have to come on and be like, hey, this. Do you want to like catch me up on what, like what's going on?
I know. I don't know
but
how it's going to work.
But at the same time, when they picked these people, I literally feel like they went on Facebook and like went to a celebrity like generator and pressed a button and those are the ones that popped up.
Oh, and now that there's Titus, like we'll never see a gay guy again because they're like, okay, we got one in. But all right, so let's wrap up. Who won the week?
I guess, guys. Oh, ew, that must have been from last week. Couldn't be Greg. I think who won? I'm gonna have to lean into Connor because that's who I've talked about. So Connor of won course. The week for me. Connor B.
I said Andrew S. or Mike because I feel like Mike went into this thinking it was going to be like the worst week and he, you know, did fine. Then Andrew S. just because she seems really into him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on Andrew. I think Andrew won the week. He had the most like fun, realistic first mm-hmm. date scenario to me that could grow. So I'm an Andrew
Agreed.
Guy.
Agreed. Okay. Well, I'm really excited for next week to see who ends up getting sent home. But until then, make sure you're following us at The Bachelor on Instagram at The Bachelor and then on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You're subscribed to The Bachelor newsletter. It's betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can obviously follow me at K York City.
And me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And at Jared Freed.
So until then, we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Betches.